Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Which former WWE Cruiserweight champion was backstage at AEW Dynamite last night? Find out in a moment. Plus, two potential Hall of Famers on SmackDown this Friday and a life-affirming update on Alicia Fox. For Thursday, February the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tonight, I've secured my greatest interview to date, so please let me welcome my guest at this time, Austin Aries. Now, Austin, thanks for joining me. The first question on everybody's mind is, what made you decide to finally leave the announcer's booth, step in this ring, and punch Neville right in the face? Well, thank you, Mr. Aries. You see, for the last 3 months, I've been sitting at the commentator's booth because I had a broken eye hole. But while I sat there, I thought back to a lesson that I learned in grade school. If you want respect, if you want to make an impact, if you want to make a statement, you find the toughest man in the room, you walk up to him, and you punch him in the face.
So it was a huge episode of AEW Dynamite last night. Jack the Jobber and Ross Tweddle will get into the rigors of that episode on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. But there was a notable backstage addition to AEW last night. Started off with a fan picture spotting said person arriving and was corroborated by an Instagram post with the caption, "It's a little dark, but I'm feeling dynamite." I am, of course, talking about former WWE Cruiserweight champion Austin Aries. Austin was seen arriving with Diamond Dallas Page for the show last night. Many thought he might play a part in the main event steel cage match featuring Cody Rhodes and Wardlow, but wasn't the case. He was no way involved on screen in the show, but Austin Aries has a lot of friends backstage at AEW. Wouldn't be surprised if he was mainly just there visiting mates. You just don't know, do you? Austin Aries has had quite the checkered history in professional wrestling. He has wrestled everywhere, but seems like most places he's gone, there has been some controversy that has followed. He and WWE never really got back on speaking terms by the time he left the company. There was obviously some issues around some other places he's previously been, but regardless of that, he is a phenomenal performer, and he's certainly somebody that would be an incredible addition to the AEW locker room. There was another notable WWE alumni at Dynamite last night, not backstage this time, literally sat in the crowd as the cameras caught Raven sat at ringside during the Tag Team Battle Royal, which they had some fun with on the official AEW Twitter, suggesting that Raven could possibly be the exalted one for the Dark Order. That's funny. Good joke, that is. Good little joke, that. Or is it? Raven was there visiting as well. If you look on Jimmy Havoc's Twitter, there's a wonderful photo of Jimmy and Raven taken backstage. Lord knows the kind of conversations those two had. I'm very intrigued by that. As I say, later on today, Jack the Jobber will be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with AEW Dynamite Graded, and Ross Tweddle will be here with the AEW TF moments as well.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
With rumours of a Hall of Fame induction, the Bella Twins are set to appear on SmackDown this Friday on Fox. It has been revealed on WWE's Instagram page that Nikki and Brie Bella are going to be guests on A Moment of Bliss on Friday. So we'll get to see Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross chatting with Nikki and Brie Bella. So this comes around speculation that the Bella twins could be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2020. This broke last week. Hasn't been made official by WWE yet, but this could very well be the moment where they decide to reveal it to the world. We will find out this coming Friday on SmackDown. Along with Nikki and Brie Bella, as we've talked about over the past few days here at Cultaholic, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, and John Bradshaw Layfield are among the names that could be going into the Hall of Fame for 2020, as well as Jushin Thunder Liger. Made a massive impact throughout his career in Japan, and WWE want to honour his contributions to professional wrestling as a whole. So he could be part of that induction group as well. We'll find out. We'll probably find out on Friday whether Nikki and Brie Bella are joining that class when they appear on A Moment of Bliss on SmackDown.
After what I've been through in my life and the challenges that I've been through, it really takes a lot to rock me now.
Oh, no!
I think most people that were exposed to my life would come across the message that, wow, RVD's got an awesome life and he can do anything that he wants to do. And that is how I feel.
Rob Van Dam was the special guest on the Steve Austin Show podcast. He was promoting his new documentary, Headstrong, that talks about the symptoms and difficulties about brain injury. And he talked very openly with Steve Austin about concussions and CTE. And he says it wasn't something that he was aware of early on in his career. He says that the idea of taking shots to the head without protection was kind of just the thing in ECW. And it was sort of expected of you when you're involved in a match like that. If you watch any old ECW shows, you will know that they don't hold back when it comes to getting smashed in the head with steel chairs. Van Dam would talk to Steve Austin about those said chair shots. He explained that he would get wooziness. He would feel unwell for several hours afterwards. He'd get double vision. But the thinking was, according to Rob Van Dam, and I quote, "I couldn't shake it off and I kept thinking, you know, it'll be gone tomorrow. So I'm not going to let anybody know. The show must go on." It's really great that we live in a time now where there is so much protection for concussions and CTE within professional wrestling and professional sports in general. Rob Van Dam on the Steve Austin Show is definitely worth a listen, and his documentary Headstrong is definitely worth a watch as well. So the next 60 seconds contain spoilers for Wednesday night. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, skip ahead about a minute from now. So we have a match set for Revolution. It'll be the Young Bucks challenging the AEW Tag Team Champions Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. Young Bucks won the Battle Royal last night, and Page and Omega defended the belts against the Lucha Brothers. The Elite are about to explode at Revolution. And next week on NXT, we are getting a steel cage match between Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai. Lots of unfinished business between these two, especially after the finish of the match at TakeOver Portland. A steel cage match feels like the right way to end this rivalry between Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. That'll be on NXT next week. PW Insider have reported that WWE has reached out to Brodus Clay and Ariane Andrew, formerly known as Cameron, regarding involvement during WrestleMania weekend. Now, we know that Ariane is getting back into the wrestling world. She is going to be performing at Effie's Big Gay Brunch, which is one of the huge wrestling shows taking place in that week. In fact, you can listen to Cultaholic Desert Island Graps and my conversation with Effie, where he talks about getting Cameron back into the wrestling world. And so the fact that she's back on the scene and she's going to be in the area anyway, we could see a Funkadactyls reunion at WrestleMania. It's looking like Naomi is going to head to WrestleMania to challenge Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship, so why not throw in a reunion at the same time?
Can I have
one moment, just one moment, one moment. That is all I'm asking, and everyone thinks I'm having a temper tantrum meltdown. No!
And finally, an update on Alicia Fox. Last time we spoke about Alicia, she was being moved to the alumni section of WWE.com as a result of some sobriety issues within the company and some concerns for alcohol abuse. She's very much fallen off the radar with WWE. Happy to report an update from Alicia Fox. She wrote on Instagram, "Happy 6 months recovery to me, speechless and still growing. Keep expanding." Some really lovely news to hear about Alicia Fox, who seems like she's in a much better place. So that will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Thursday. As I say, later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, AEW and NXT Graded with Jack the Jobber and myself looking back on Wednesday night's Wrestling War. And AEW TF Moments with Ross Tweddle as well will be along on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on. Also, right now on our Cultaholic YouTube channel, a brand new episode of Where Are They Now? Find out what happened to every single member of the Nation of Domination. I mean, some are obvious, but there'll be a couple of members you might have forgotten about, and you'll be surprised to hear what they're up to now. And that is, you can find out for yourself on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.